It's dangerous. It's dangerous.
Everybody come to the Breakfast Club. I call this the hot seat.
You're wild. Can I live?
You are out of control. I can't even deal with you.
Y'all are so petty. Why are y'all so petty?
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Captain of this bitch.
Angela Yee.
I stay in everybody's business, but in a good way.
Charlamagne the God.
The ruler of rubbing you the wrong way.
The Breakfast Club.
Made for everybody.
Friday. Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the guy was right behind me downstairs, so he should be walking up right now or taking the elevator up.
Oh, so you got in the elevator and closed the door?
I did. I was either going to wait for him and be late or just to let him be late on
his
own.
That's crazy.
So I just closed the elevator.
Wow, that's interesting.
I mean, did you want me to be late?
I could care less.
Oh, all right. Well, good morning. It's Friday.
Yay, it's Friday. I couldn't sleep last night. I was up till like 3 in the morning. I don't know why.
Why?
It was no reason. It
was really?
I think I took my vitamins too late. Sometimes if I take my vitamins like later in the day, it gives me like too much energy later.
Yeah, you need to have more sex. Sex puts you to sleep right away. You have sex, knocks you right out.
You got to stay off your phone. It's your LED light.
No. I wasn't on my phone. Sometimes that makes me actually more awake.
What?
If I have sex, it doesn't make me fall asleep right away.
Huh.
It just depends.
Okay. All right, well, Ace Hood will be joining us this morning. We'll kick it with Ace Hood.
I've been wanting to talk to Ace Hood since last year.
He put a tweet out, right?
Yeah, because remember Khaled came and we asked him about his relationship with Ace Hood, and he was like, Ace is going to do his own thing. And then Ace Hood tweeted out, if only you told all the truth on The Breakfast Club.
Right.
Maybe, I don't know what else he said besides that.
All right, so we'll kick with Ace Hood a little bit later. Now, also, we got a lot to talk about in front page news. There was a lot going on yesterday, huh?
Yes, Barcelona terrorist attack. Got to get into that.
All right, we'll talk about that all when we come back. And the Powerball jackpot is how much?
$510
million. $510
million.
So you're going to go out there and spend $500 on tickets when all you really need is one.
I'm going to buy $5 worth of tickets.
If it's meant for you.
$10 worth of tickets.
That's not true. You got to buy more to increase your odds.
Man, if it's meant for you.
One ticket.
If it's meant for you, all you need is one.
Yeah. All right, well, talk about it when we come back. Keep it locked. It's Future Mask Off. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Get your ass up. DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news now. I didn't hear much about this story because I was knocked out the whole day yesterday. But when I woke up, there was an attack in Barcelona. So explain everything because I haven't heard much of anything at all.
Well, there was a van that actually went into the crowd of people in Las Ramblas, which is a highly tourist area in Barcelona. And this happened yesterday. 13 people were killed and more than 100 injured when that happened. So the driver got away on foot after he plowed into the crowd.
So one driver.
Yeah, one driver. They haven't captured him yet. But they have captured other people, two suspects, one from Morocco, one from a Spanish enclave of Melilla, were arrested in connection with that attack. And that driver that abandoned the van and escaped from the area is still on the run. They said there were also other attacks that happened, two other ones that they feel like were connected. Mm. And there was another incident when a car actually drove into two police officers, but they don't know if that's connected. But ISIS is claiming responsibility.
And that van, when it ran into the crowd of people, was immediately labeled an act of terrorism. But your president still won't call what happened in Charlottesville, West Virginia, when that guy ran his car into a crowd and acted terrorism.
Purpose.
Now, what does that do domestically here, like as far as police and all the tourist attractions here? More security? Are they barricading things now or shutting things down?
Well, I would assume we are all on high alert right now, given the state of everything that's happening. But, a tragic situation. There were a lot of people. There were people from the United States there as well.
I'm sure. I can imagine. I could imagine.
I ain't got time to be in no tourist attractions right now. God bless Disney World and Universal Studios and all that stuff like that. But nah, I'm going to fall back.
But the people that were hit the van, if you see the video, he's driving in a zigzag trying to make
really
sure that
hit people.
Yeah, to really hit people. They said the people that were injured and dead from this are from at least 24 different countries.
You know, my daughter had to go for a trip last year. They were going to D.C. to see all the, you know, the White House, the Capitol. Mm-hmm. I was like, sure, go ahead. And my wife was like, nope, you're not going to be able to go. Nope, no tourist attractions right now. And this is part of the reason. Now let's talk about this Powerball jackpot.
The Powerball jackpot has soared up to $510 million.
Sheesh.
So, yes, if you want to go ahead and play, now would be the time.
When's the drawing?
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Tomorrow?
Saturdays and Wednesdays.
Okay.
You know, I've never played Powerball.
Oh, you bugging. I've won $7 several times on Powerball.
I won $7 last time.
How much did you pay?
A dollar. I always get the Powerball.
You only buy one?
No, I do $10 or $20.
I do five. No, I do 10 because what? 10 is five.
So 10 you pay $10 to win seven?
Yeah, because I paid $10 and like I'll hit the Powerball. When you hit just the Powerball, you get $7. Right. Yes.
I'm going to go play and watch me win the first time I play.
That's what everybody thinks.
Yeah, everybody thinks that.
Everybody thinks the same thing.
All right. So don't be singing that same tune if I win. That's what everybody thinks. The cash option is $324 million, by the way.
By the way, the best thing to do is go find you an old person. Go find you an elderly person and let them purchase your Powerball ticket. Old people always hit the Powerball. Like, it's an old lady in Idaho who will win tonight. You'll be watching the news. One ticket was purchased in Idaho. Or somewhere in South Dakota.
Nah, I think it's going to be a black family from Jersey. You said Brooklyn. A black family from Jersey going to win this one. All right, well, that's front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Or if you feel blessed, want to spread some positivity, phone lines are wide open. 800-585-1051. Hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Get it. Pick up the mother phone and dial. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy. Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
What's up, MV? This is Mark Slade.
What's up, bro? Get it off your chest, man.
Hey, nah, and I'm up in here. I'm over here in Boston, man. Charlamagne, what up? I was raised in South Carolina. Cross, South Carolina, baby.
Oh, Cross. I love Cross, man. The bad part about Cross, if you was dating a girl from there, you would never see it because it's way in the woods from Monk's Corner.
Ever. Can't even get to the store. Hey, man, look, in all seriousness, though, I'm from Boston. I'm born in Boston. I was raised down south. But I'm saying, you know, the white supremacist brothers, you know, CAC, as my man would say, supposedly coming to Boston, Mass, and all that, you know what I'm saying?
I heard they didn't grant him a permit. They gave him a permit.
They did for 2 hours.
Mm.
Right.
But we will be out there like the Patriots won the Super Bowl, though.
Defense. So,
Right. We're going to be out there like somebody disrespected Tom Brady. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to put it down and we're going to practice nonviolence. But this is Boston, Mass. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
But if they put their hands on y'all, defend yourself at all costs, okay?
Great words from Charlamagne Tha God.
But there'd probably be a lot more of the protesters out there, I would think, than the actual people rallying.
Right. So Boston, they gave him a 2-hour permit. What happened in New York? Did they get a permit for New York?
I have no idea.
There was like 9 cities that are supposed to be having these rallies.
Mm. Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning, guys. Peace and blessings.
Good morning.
Porta Potty guy. What's up, bro?
Hey. Hey, shout out, man. What's going on, guys? Everything good with y'all, man?
I thought we agreed your name wasn't Porta Potty Guy.
Nah, Emmy just called him that.
Well, you know, I'm going to always be Porta Potty Guy, but now you guys can call me the garbage truck, man, because, you know, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm driving a garbage truck. I'm stepping up in this world.
How about I just call you by your name, Sean?
Yeah, call me Sean Stone 732 on IG. Envy, you know, if you need a hint, just holler at me, because I heard you coming out with a CD, and I'm ready.
All right, Sean.
Did Envy unblock you yet, though?
No, he didn't unblock me, but it's still love, because I always going to respect Envy, because, you know, he gave me my first opportunity to be played on the radio, so it's all love,
Envy,
though.
Envy, would
you
unblock
mean?
Him already?
All right.
But you know what's so crazy? I heard Envy talking about them chicks that come to his crib and rob, right? I would never do nothing like that. Porta-potty guy always stay with a job.
Well,
you know what I mean? He's hardworking.
Well, Porta Potty Guy, maybe you, instead of being a rapper, you should be a video vixen.
No, stop it.
Actually, I don't want to be a rapper. I just have a lot of different melodies and hooks that I want people to hear. But
we
want to
hear Porta Potty Guy on DJ Envy's new album.
All those voices in your head can be cured with therapy, Sean.
Yo, that'd be great. But Sean, man, do me a favor, man.
No.
I'm gonna send you a track, man. Can you give us a Master P for me, man?
No.
I love P Miller, man.
It's gonna cost you $100,000.
Nope.
$100,000? Okay, I guess I'm gonna have to save up my money, man. Yo, I love you guys, man. Keep doing your thing,
man.
Have
a blessed day, sir.
Porta Potty Guy. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent. Hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up.
Wake your ass. This is your time to get it off your chest.
Say it with your chest.
Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is TT from Columbia, South Carolina. Good morning, Breakfast Club.
TT, you sound too excited this morning. What's up, bro?
Hey, man, I'm upset that you guys are not on the air in Columbia, South Carolina, but I can pick you guys up out of Fayetteville on 99.1.
We are on the air in Columbia, South Carolina. We come on Hot 103.9 in Columbia, South Carolina.
Ha-ha.
Stop
hey,
it.
93.9 in Columbia. I'm coming through Columbia right now. They got a mix on the whole. They've been mixing for the past 20 minutes.
Hot 103.9, sir. We're on in Columbia,
and
South Carolina.
I'm telling you, I'm coming through Columbia now. They've been in the mix for the past 20 minutes. You got
to find out what's going on.
Oh, I don't know then.
Somebody might have messed up.
Somebody better holler at Chris Connors down there and see why we're not on the air in Columbia, South Carolina on Hot 103.9.
But you could always use the iHeartRadio app.
Well, you know, the business office is off at the 8 o'clock, and I was upset. I mean, I love you guys. I wake up every morning with the Breakfast Club, and I came through. I'm just left Columbia, and you guys are out there on both stations. They got a mix on. They got a mix on for the last 25 minutes. I promise you. I mean, I'm sitting here now.
All right,
let me text my people down there and see what's going on.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, it's Jay Reed, man.
Jay Reed, what's up, bro?
What's up, man? From the DMV, man. DC preferably, you know, it ain't no V, just DC.
What up, Jay Reed?
What's up, man?
What's up?
Get it off your chest.
Hey, man, I'm blessed, man, because, you know what I'm saying? Yesterday was yesterday. My man, Kale. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I couldn't make it with him, but it was cool. Everything was good. But I'm mad because y'all don't show the love to the DMV when it comes to music, man. We got talent out here, man.
What you want to hear? What artists? Tell us some artists.
Wale?
I want to hear that Gold Link, the crew. You know what I'm saying? We can hear some Lil Nye. We can hear some Rico Nasty.
I can tell you don't listen. I play Gold Link all the time. I play the crew all the time.
That's cool, man, but we still got talent
God. You can't never please y'all, boy. I swear you can never please nobody.
That's cool.
That's why I be doing my own thing. The man just named three artists, and you don't want to hear them either. You know why? Because you want to hear you and your homeboys.
Oh, my God.
DC is not properly being represented until you playing him and his personal crew.
Oh, my God.
Stop it.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up at any time. Nikki, we got rumors on the way?
Yes. Free Meek Mill. We'll tell you what happened. Meek Mill got arrested in
foul.
New York City yesterday.
All right. We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Meek Millie.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the rumor report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Meek Mill got picked up a little after 10 last night. There was a 911 call made. Witnesses said there was a group of people that were popping wheelies and riding dangerously. So he has been officially arrested and charged with reckless endangerment. Now here, he was actually on Instagram Live, and a lot of people saw his initial confrontation with the police. Check it out.
What are we doing? What's going on? You were riding around with a motorcycle yesterday?
No, I'm not on a motorcycle.
Yesterday? I ain't say nothing either. Yesterday, you were around the streets rolling like a microman. I got pictures of you. I got video of you running up and down, right?
Today, I'm in New York. I just came from a basketball game. I just went on my right.
Step out. Step out. Step out. Step out.
What? Bro, they locked cuz up for riding a dirt bike yesterday.
I don't understand the problem.
The day after, they were looking for him. He was riding a bike, I guess, the day before.
If I see you doing something illegal on Instagram and I arrest you the day after, I'm at fault. You were still doing something illegal.
Seriously,
what's wrong with y'all?
You're not illegally allowed to ride a dirt bike without a license plate in New York City, and especially without a helmet.
All right, so if I saw you doing that on Instagram and then I arrest you later on, don't we tell all of these people to stop doing crimes on social media?
I get it, but that's targeting somebody. He did it the next day. You're looking for somebody for a dirt bike?
I saw you.
A dirt bike?
I happened to run into you.
Come on now, a dirt bike, though.
Like, it don't happen. It don't matter.
Nobody got hurt. Nobody
stop
got injured.
Stop it, man.
Stop it.
That's only because Meek's a rapper.
No, it's not even because Meek's a rapper.
The law is the law, bro.
It's not even because Meek's a rapper.
It.
It's the day after he rode a dirt bike. Okay,
they
I get it.
Just gave
if
him
they
would have
caught him that day, yes. If they would have gave him a warning, yes. If they would have gave him a fine,
so if I'm
yes.
on Instagram
you arrest him, you wanted to make it a movie.
If I'm on Instagram with a gun today, and I'm saying I'm going to shoot you, that's illegal.
That's a gun.
If I'm on there with drugs today and I get arrested tomorrow, what?
Gun is a felony. This is a misdemeanor charge, if that.
It's still a traffic violation. It's still illegal.
Why do illegal things on online?
That's why.
Why showcase the crime?
They shouldn't arrest him the day after that.
Whether it's a big crime or a little crime, keep things off social media. Stay off the Rover.
He's probably so used to riding his dirt bike all the time and posting it because that's has been his thing for years. He didn't probably think he would get arrested. I don't think has he ever been arrested for this before?
I don't know.
Listen, I would have loved him just to get a misdemeanor or a warning, but the point of the matter is stop doing things that you know are illegal on social media.
But reckless endangerment shouldn't be a really big deal either. So.
No, not at all.
Reckless endangerment?
It's not a big deal.
On a motor vehicle? No, it's usually a $450 fine and points on your license.
Yeah, it's just a fine.
But you don't ever get arrested for it.
You're not going to, like, go to
ticket.
Jail.
That's great. You can usually get a ticket.
Is he on
probation? I don't know.
Stop doing illegal things on social media.
All right, the fight, Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor, that is going down next week, and they have released a list of some of the celebrities who they know is going to be attending. I'm sure there's going to be other people that are popping up, but these are people who already have their tickets. Diddy, of course, Drake, Angelina Jolie, Mark Wahlberg, Denzel Washington, Charlize Theron, LL Cool J, Jamie Foxx, LeBron, Rick Ross, Adam Levine, Michael Bay. Those are some people who already have bought tickets. DJ Envy. All right, and Floyd Mayweather, after that fight, is launching Mayweather Boxing and Fitness. There's going to be fitness programs in different neighborhoods around the world, and that includes traditionally underserved areas. He said in a statement, our fitness experience will have programs for kids, parents, and aspiring athletes, anyone who's looking to put energy into something positive. So these training programs will be based on his own workouts. And the first gym is opening in November in Southern California. They're going to have different franchises opening in the United States starting next year. And those are all Mayweather gyms. So there's going to be about 500 franchise gyms and affiliate licenses within the next 5 years.
That's dope.
He's also going to provide virtual training through an app. So all of that app is actually launching after the fight on August 26th.
That's
smart.
You get
special training exercises. You get workouts from Floyd Mayweather. The app is free, but if you want to access those workouts, then you have to pay a subscription for that.
That's smart, because if that app was available now, McGregor would download it and use it for his damn self, because he's damn sure going to need it.
Well, it's a big deal. It's the first time he's ever shared his techniques and the first time he's put his name on a licensing deal. So it's a big deal for Floyd Mayweather. So I'm sure this fight is also the launch. Of that. All right. Sanaa Lathan is going to be starring in a new Netflix movie, and she's also producing that movie as well. So that is called Napoli Ever After. It's an adaptation of a best-selling novel that has that same name that follows a woman with a seemingly flawless life, a great job, a handsome boyfriend who's a doctor, and she has an accident at the hair salon, and all of these things in her life start to unravel. She realizes that she was not living the life that she was supposed to live. She didn't really want that life.
Listen, I always have no problem seeing Sanaa Lathan on any screen. Drop on the clues bombs for Sanaa Lathan. Beautiful, beautiful woman she is. Great actress.
They're actually going to be doing this movie in Atlanta. They start production for it this month.
So I guess what's that show that she was on? Shots Fired?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that was...
That wasn't supposed to come back, though.
It was a limited series.
Yeah, it was supposed to be it was only supposed to be 10 episodes.
All right, well, I'm Angela
Yee. Whatever it was.
And that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, Ace Hood will be joining us. We got to talk to Ace Hood a lot. You know, he used to be signed to Khaled. They had a little problem. I don't know if they ever fixed it. So we'll talk to him about all that. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes, sir.
Ace Hood.
God is good. How you doing?
Ace, what's up, my brother? I've had a question I wanted to ask you since July 29th, 2016.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
That's 6:52 p.m.
When you tweeted out, if only everything you said on Breakfast Club was the truth, my brother.
Right.
What happened between you and DJ Khaled?
You know, a conversation. Most importantly, you know, me and Khaled, man, we've been through a lot, you know, in our career, and we've been able to do great things. And I think, you know, I appreciate Khaled for allowing me, allowing my process to happen. You know what I'm saying? I think that at some point, you know, relationships do end. I just kind of wanted to do my own thing. I kind of wanted to part ways, you know, create and be this whole free artist. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that was really my main focus, and he supported it. You know, I think, you know, anytime you in, like, a dispute with, like, your label or whatnot, or, like, contract situation, you know, there's a lot of, like, naysayers and a lot of things happening on the outside. But for me, man, I think that it was just important that I go through my process, and he allowed me to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate everything that we've done and we've been able to accomplish. I appreciate, you know, all the label help, all that Khaled has done, but people have to understand that this was the decision that I made, and I chose to ultimately leave and kind of just kind of part ways and do my own thing, because I had a larger vision for myself that I wanted to do. So for me, I'm just like, I need to be able to live out my purpose fully, and I just couldn't do that necessarily under the umbrella.
So why did you want to leave?
For me, it was just, I had my own vision, man. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that, you know, Khaled has such a large voice, you know, and for me, I needed my own voice. I needed to say my own things, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And at the moment that I wanted to kind of veer off and do my own thing, you know, Khaled is also the guy who helped and bring me into this whole thing. So, correct. You know, obviously we were brothers, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And we still are brothers. And I just wanted to be free, man. I just wanted to kind of just create something for myself, because my legacy meant that much. Because I'm like, yo, I'm much more than just a guy who has these hits and has these records, you know, that's radio. I have a body of work, you know what I'm saying? I got a lot more to offer to the game and to the people, and I wanted to be able to display that, you know, and I felt like I necessarily couldn't do that being under the umbrella, which is fine. You know, people, you go through relationships and broken relationships all the time, mm-hmm. you know, and I think that it was just all about moving forward with me. That was my main thing.
You kind of did an open letter to whom it may concern.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you did it just that. You said he's still your man.
That's still my brother. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, it's all lessons, man. It's all lessons in our life. I think that, you know, my whole entire journey up until this point has all just been lessons. You know, I'm not mad at anybody or any situation that I've been in. Like, it was just truly a lesson for me, man. And just, for me, it was all about how do I move through this and how do we move forward from this.
Now, was it finances? Because I saw, I think his name is Nino Brown. He said that you were crying to Khaled for $5,000 because you were about to get evicted.
No, man, no. You can't believe what you hear on this, you know, with these guys out here. I don't get into all this internet stuff. You know, this guy don't even know me. We don't have conversations. We don't talk. You know, him and Khaled had a situation to where he was signed to the label, but then Khaled, you know, let him go because of, for personal reasons or whatnot, mm-hmm. you know, things that he was doing, that's their business and what he do. But for him to speak on my situation, to speak on me, he don't know me, he don't know where I come from, you know what I'm saying? And we don't have no relationship at all. Mm-hmm.
And you've
you
always been very honest about, even when you came up to the Breakfast Club, and you really were very honest about things that you had gone through and the struggles. Because I think sometimes as an artist, people try to be very flashy, try to act like everything's cool, they got it like that. But uh-huh. you were very honest about what you went through to get to where you got to.
Yeah, you absolutely. Told us you were broke at one point, mm-hmm. yeah, and you came yeah. up with Hustle
People
Hard.
Do not
man. Yeah,
that.
Man, because I think that it's important, like, you know, like that should build me to who I am today. Like, you know, it's important. We all go through struggles. Even when you rich, you got problems. Problems don't stop.
I think it's
you
difficult for DJ Khaled being an artist. And I always tell everybody signing to an artist is very difficult. Uh-huh. And the reason I say that is Khaled is trying to break himself.
Right.
When he creates a record, he wants to make the biggest record he possibly can make. You know?
Exactly, exactly.
But as an artist signed to his label, let's say, for instance, I say the Wild Thoughts record. You know, Khaled says, I want to make this big record. So he gets Rihanna and Bryson Tiller because he's into making the Khaled brand bigger.
Right.
Now, if I'm Khaled's artist, I'm like, part of your job is to make me bigger.
Yeah, when why you going to throw me on one of them hits?
Why not put me on that record?
Yeah, when you going to throw me on one of them hits?
So it's a difficult place
absolutely.
To walk. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So did that upset you as well? Like,
absolutely. At some point, yeah, it did. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I wanted to be a part of them records, honestly. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I want to be able to catapult my career as well. But one thing I learned is that I can't take any of this personal, because why wouldn't you look out for yourself? You know, it's your brand you mm-hmm. built. And granted, you know, we built this whole We the Best thing kind of together and allowed with the Flourish. But, you know, I just didn't take any of it personal, man, because at the end of the day, I got to make sure I'm good and I got to make sure I'm right. And that was the whole thing of me moving forward, was like, you know what? I need to be free from all of this. Yeah. I need to be mm-hmm. able to create my own life, say what I want to say, be who I want to be, and represent that on the fullest level possibly. And that was just my whole thing. So, you know, I would always hear that and I would be upset. You know, just honestly speaking, I would be like, damn, man, I would love to be on that record because I know what that would do, you know, how it would do for my setup. You know what I'm saying?
What would he tell
you? Bro would always tell me, just like, I understood. Even if he never said anything, I understood. Like, I get it. It's a business, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to go for, like, the bigger talent sometimes, which I understand. Well, like, he didn't exclude me from certain records. Like, he did put me on a project, which I'm forever grateful for, you know. But I think that I'm not going to ask for too much, man. I'm going to kind of create my own opportunities and create my own thing for myself.
What pissed you off more, when he wouldn't put you on those hit records or when he wouldn't tell people to follow you on Snapchat?
neither one, man. Like, I wasn't pissed about anything. You know, Snapchat and all that, I don't get in all that. I'm a human being at the end of the day. So, you know, I have a real life outside of just, like, music and all, Snapchat and all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't necessarily ever pissed off at him or be like, man, you know, I might have been frustrated a little bit, you know, when people would bring it up and the naysayers. But for me, I'm just like, I got to keep pushing.
All right, we got more with Ace Hill. When we come back, we got to talk more Khaled and his new project. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Ace Hood is in the building. Charlamagne?
So did things get more difficult when Khaled became a bigger star?
The moment that I started to transition to my own thing is when his thing catapulted.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the whole success with, like, the Snapchat and everything, mm-hmm. but that never deterred me on what I needed to do and what I wanted to do, because obviously people was looking at me, even close friends at some point was like, yo, Khaled is growing so large and he's doing amazing things. Like, why leave him? Why move on? But for me, I'm just like, you know, I want to flourish, man. I got something to say to these people. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I just wanted to be represented in a whole different way, because I'm so much more than just, like, the hits that's been normally put out.
I get what you're saying.
You know?
I don't necessarily agree, but it's, you know, because the first time I heard you with a Wayne record, I was like, wow, that's a Hood and Wayne. Even though that was a...
We Out Your Joint?
We Out Your Joint.
And we had a Hustle,
you know what I mean?
Joint.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, he put you in the spotlight. But that's also a reason why myself, I would never have an artist. Artists are difficult because you got to balance your life and their career. And
uh-huh.
I think with Khaled, he's the biggest DJ, urban DJ in the world right now.
Right.
He's not even a DJ anymore. He's an artist. You know what I mean? So
right. That's
kind of like a layup. Like,
uh-huh.
You're there, ball. There's nobody there. I could just lay the ball in. All I got to do is come with a hit now. You know what I mean?
Right. And think about it, too. Like, think about the relationships he's allowed me to be a part of.
Absolutely.
Most importantly, like, so when people think from a perspective of, like, oh, he didn't put him on records, oh, he didn't do this, he didn't do that. But think about me being associated with a DJ Khaled and all of the relationships and the people that I was able to meet along my journey. I probably wouldn't have met Wayne and met Akon and, you know, met all these great artists that I've been able to work with if it wasn't having the relationship in the brotherhood that me and DJ Khaled had.
Are you signed now, or are you independent?
I'm independent at this point.
So
I'm independent. God is good, yeah. I'm doing everything myself, man.
It's interesting, though, because, from the outside looking in, it seems like you got every opportunity. Other than the only thing I used to ever wonder about was, like, why Khaled don't put his artists on his albums.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'll put him on the big records.
I was on the album, maybe the first one. Everyone that I've been around for, I've been a part of the album.
Gotcha.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right,
so what you feel like they didn't do, though? Because it seemed like you got a lot of opportunities.
Uh-huh. I think that...
You put a lot of numbers on the board.
Yeah, we put a lot of numbers on the board. But I think that, for me, it was really just pushing this whole, like, free artist thing, right? It was about, you know, because I felt restrained in so many ways, you know, and being under DJ Khaled, because Khaled has such a large voice, you know, and anytime we would do just anything, you know, Khaled would just be powerful. At some point, I wanted my own thing. And I was willing to do whatever it took for me to have my own thing.
Did you always feel like they were doing favors for Khaled and not necessarily because they respected you?
Oh, absolutely.
Because that was a problem with me.
That's a great point. And I also felt that I knew a lot of these relationships where people was doing certain things out of the strength and faith of Khaled and not necessarily for Ace Hood.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Which is cool, and I understand that, which is... You know, I ain't got no salty or no bad relationship with nobody. I treat everybody with respect. That's just the type of man that I am. But, a lot of them relationships and you know, stem through him.
Have those relationships changed now that you're independent? You feel like
Some of them have. Some people, you know, earlier on, it was like a thing of kind of like a pick and side thing, I think, earlier on. You know what I'm saying? I had to accept that, and I wasn't mad at it. But it's important for people to know that, you know, it's all about love with me. You know what I'm saying? And I chose, even with that tweet situation, like, I was on the edge because I was frustrated. You know what I'm saying? I was in a situation and I was trying to figure my way through it. And everything was new for me. You know, life was asking me to be a man. It was asking me to be a boss. It was asking me to be all of these things I wanted, you know, I had to be in order to be successful, especially when you're going out independent and you had somebody with such a strong force and that created a lot of the relationships for you.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I don't even remember him saying nothing too crazy in that interview. He basically said the same thing you just said. Like, everybody make their own decisions at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's really on his mind, but I wish him the best.
Right. And that's the truth. Because the moment I came to him, of course he's going to feel a way. If we brothers or we got a relationship and I tell you I'm going to part ways, you're going to be a little frustrated by that. But you're going to deep down understand, because if that's what you want to do and you really support somebody, you're going to say, all right, cool. I'm going to allow you to go walk your path, and I'm going to be in supportive of it. So that it was all a conversation in us sitting down, which was one of the most nerve-wracking things for me ever in life, you know, because really? I got none. Yeah, man, because, you know, all this all that was new for me, dog.
Where did y'all meet up at?
We met up at the studio. No. We met up at the studio, you know what I mean? And as soon as I seen him, we greeted, we hugged, you know, and this was like, we hadn't spoke, honestly, for probably about 8 months.
You called him?
8 months.
He called you.
I contacted him.
Oh, he didn't hit you after that tweet? He didn't get at you immediately? I mean,
there was some conversation. Yep, that was conversation. But, you know, Khaled always played like the love card. So for me, I was like, much as like all the naysayers wanted me to go crazy and they wanted me to wild out, you know what I mean? That's what they wanted me to do. But it was important that me and him have an understanding between it all, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And that was my main thing. So as soon as we linked up, it was all based on a conversation. We hugged out and we talked about what we've done and where I'm headed and what I want to do. And for me, it meant the world for him to just say, you know, Ace, it's what you want to do. You're my brother. I can't wait to support you. I can't wait to be behind you in all your endeavors. I wish you nothing but the best. And the fact of me playing it with the love card is the reason why I'm out of my situation today. Mm-hmm. It's the reason why I'm free from all restraints, free from all stigmas, free of all labels. You know, I live my life freely, man. You know what I'm saying? My life is rich.
The funny thing is, though, everybody always gave you props for being a dope rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it never seemed like, you know, you were an artist that Khaled was carrying, so to speak.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yep. I agree with that. Just being around the greats and seeing so much, I've always been a sponge, and I think that for me, the large difference is I had ideas, but I didn't share too many of my opinions or what I felt. You know, y'all see me coming around and I was quiet. Ace was always the humble guy. Mm-hmm. He really never said much. You know, Khaled did his thing, but for me, it was just like finding my voice. You know what I'm saying? Finding my voice and saying what I want to say. But
I don't think people bought into Ace though, as they should have. I think they bought into your singles, and your records.
Exactly.
But I don't think they bought into your bodies of work, you know?
Exactly.
Sitting here thinking about it, I can tell you all the singles, and I can play all the singles, but I don't remember the bodies of work. And I think probably one of the biggest problems, and I think it's best that you do separate and do your own thing, because I wasn't sold into Ace Hood as an artist.
Exactly.
I was sold into Bugatti. I was sold into Hustle Hard, you know what
mm-hmm,
I mean?
Which
I think that's the main thing, you know? I don't know Ace Hood.
I know more of you by
following your Instagram and knowing your life than through your music.
Exactly. Honestly.
Well, people won't get to know you if you're doing interviews with Khaled, because Khaled will overtalk you.
Exactly, which is true. But for me, and that's what I'm saying, though, is mm-hmm. because I was so much more of an artist than that. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, I want people to truly know who I am and not just connected to all these features and all these larger records, but know that I got a story to tell.
All right, we got more with Ace Hood when we come back. Let's get into an Ace Hood mini mix. Let me know your favorite Ace Hood joint. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Breakfast Club, good morning.
Good morning.
Salute to Ace Hood for coming through.
Friday.
We like a good story here on the Breakfast Club. Ace Hood got a strong story. Drop on
sure
a cool bomb.
Shout out to Ace Hood. Pick up his project. His new project.
Yes.
It's in stores right now, correct?
Yes, it is. It's available now.
All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Tiffany Haddish.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
But Tiffany Haddish has so many positive things happening right now. First of all, Girls Trip has passed $100 million at the box office.
All right. Wow. Drop on the clues bombs for Girls Trip getting $100 million. That means it's a sequel coming.
The net production of that movie was a budget of $19 million, so they've made over $100 million now. So
that's a hell of a flip.
Yes. Also, she's going to be joining Kevin Hart in Night School. She's going to be joining that comedy.
Oh, drop on the clues bombs for that, damn it.
Mm-hmm. That project is produced by Heartbeat Productions and Will Packer Productions. It's a group of misfits who are forced to attend adult classes, and the long shot chance they'll pass the GED exam.
By the way, I know we couldn't salute Tiffany Haddish for that role, but that's a good look for Kevin Hart as well. That is a great look for Kev to go grab Tiffany to be in that movie right now.
Now, Tiffany Haddish also, by the way, has her special coming on Showtime tonight. She ready from the hood to Hollywood. So make sure y'all check that out, 9 p.m. Eastern on Showtime.
Yep.
It's a 1 hour special. She is ready right now. And she was on Stephen Colbert, and she was talking about the fact that she is a white woman on paper, all based off of her cameo in Jay-Z's Friends parody. All right, here is what she had to say.
But like 7 years ago, the census had came around, right? Yeah. And the census came and they showed up to my house and they asked me what my nationality was because they was counting to see how many black people in the neighborhood. And he was like, no, what's your race? And I was like, oh, so we doing that today? We bringing racism right to my front door on this day? What, are you colorblind? And he said, yes. And I was like, ooh. This is my chance. And I had like a That's So Raven moment. I went into my brain and it was like a whole conversation like, girl, this is your chance. Obama said it's time for change. You could be whatever you want to be today.
All right. And she goes on to say why she is a white woman. Check it out.
And I looked at him and I said, I'm Caucasian because I know I got a car and I know a lot of Asians. And he said, okay, he checked the white box and it has been fantastic. Like a few days later, my credit score went up by 300 points. I got a black card. I got a Mexican housekeeper now. Life has been really awesome. I've been booking all these TV show roles because of affirmative action. They need white women to play black women, so that's me.
Dropping the clues, Moms with Tiffany Haddish, damn it. I love Tiffany Haddish. She is a drug. She brings me joy. You will not see Tiffany, be around Tiffany, have a conversation with Tiffany, and not walk away feeling happy, man.
All right, well, congratulations to her. Make sure y'all check her out tonight. Now, Uncle Murder was on social media because his son sent him a text message by accident. We've all done this, right? This is embarrassing. First, his son texted, can I eat your vagina? Then LMAO.
How old is his son?
I'm not sure how old his son is. I guess old enough for that. Then he texted him, LMAO, wait, Dad, that wasn't for you.
Oh, damn it, man.
That was for my girl. And no, I don't do that. I was just playing with her and texted you by accident. My bad, Pops. Let's just act like that ain't just happened. Please, my bad.
Why, he just jump out the window and ask to eat the poom poom off top. Ain't Uncle Murder Jamaican? Uncle Murder not Jamaican?
I don't think Uncle Murder is Jamaican.
Why young man just shooting the shot with the poom poom tasting first? Like, you don't just go vagina snacking. Like, that's the last resort.
Maybe it is the last resort.
Yeah, that's when you, like, no, come on, just let me lick it.
Yeah, we don't have to do anything.
Just let me put the tip in. Like, but you like, just, you don't just send that text.
That's funny.
You got to be in the heat of the moment to ask that question.
But what do you tell your son after that?
I'm going to post this on Instagram.
I send him back the Black Power Fist emoji. That's what I would have done.
Did it work? No.
All right, and Zada, new music out today, as we know. ASAP Ferg has his mixtape out today. Mm-hmm. So make sure you guys check that out. Still striving. We already told... Oh, Kodak Black did a surprise project, Project Baby 2 mixtape. That's out as well. 19 new tracks. And Dave East, Paranoia, a true story by Dave East, is out now. Dave East was also on Lip Service this week. We just posted that on Wednesday, and I asked him what makes him so paranoid. Check it out.
You think you're more paranoid now than you were before?
Yeah and no. It's weird. Before, I'd be a little paranoid, but it was like I was stuck. I was like, I can only like move in a certain, you know what I'm saying? Now it's like a little more involved, so.
You have more access.
So whatever.
Because I feel like the more successful you are, the more paranoid sometimes people get.
Right, my shit came with my daughter. Like, I wouldn't have been feeling like that, but Kyrie had me feeling like that on some shit. Like, just I know how the hood, the streets, and just the world is. Like, I'm like, I gotta get back to this little girl no matter what.
All right, so that's it. His daughter is actually what makes him paranoid no matter what.
Oh, come on. I gotta
get home.
I suffer from that same parental paranoia. I got that same type of anxiety. I'm actually talking about that four after the hour in Donkey today, by the way.
Mm. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Now expand on your donkey.
Yeah, I mean, hey. You know, we need this guy named Daniel Lafayette to come to the front of the congregation, man, because we all know as fathers, our sole job is to protect and provide, and when you got little girls, you will lay it down for them.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's time for the donkey of the day.
That's pretty fun.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, donkey of the day for Friday, August 18th goes to a 53-year-old sucker from Rhode Island named Daniel Lafayette. Now, salute to all the brothers out there with daughters. I have two beautiful little girls myself, and I want all my brothers with daughters to think about the love you have for your seed right now. Think about how it feels like your heart is literally on the outside of your body every time you see your little girl. Think about how a man's job is to protect and provide for his family by any means necessary. I suffer from parental paranoia. I have anxiety over my girls simply because I don't want any harm to come their way. Please keep Satan and all his demons away from my baby girls. Think of the love you have for your little princesses, my brother, so you can understand the type of pig feces Daniel Lafayette is. Now, Daniel Lafayette was in an establishment that is not known for being dangerous, but it can get real. Daniel Lafayette was in a place where you have to keep your head on a swivel. If you get caught sleeping or lacking in this establishment, it could really go down. And this establishment I'm talking about is none other than Chuck E. Cheese. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've never been to a child's party in Chuck E. Cheese, when it's like two or three birthday parties going on, bunch of kids running around, then you may think Chuck E. Cheese is a safe space, but it's not, okay? I've had a birthday party for my oldest daughter in Chuck E. Cheese before, and you know, I keep a little something on me anyway at all times, but when I walked in there and surveyed the landscape, I went back to the car and got a little something extra. Because nothing sweet about Chuck E. Cheese except for the delicious cinnamon dessert pizza on the all-you-can-eat buffet. You got to have something on you to protect you and your family in Chuck E. Cheese, okay? Parents know what I'm talking about. Now, have I set the scene for you fathers? A potential hostile environment like Chuck E. Cheese and your daughter, you already in protect mode, and then here comes Daniel Lafayette messing up the ecosystem. This is heartbreaking. Let's go to Boston 25 News with the report, please.
It all happened here at this Chuck E. Cheese's in Attleboro. That six-year-old girl tells us there was a grown man who dropped some coins, and all she wanted to do was just help him gather the coins, pick them up, but she tells us the man kicked her. Well, now she says tearfully, I never want to go back to a Chuck E. Cheese's restaurant again.
I was trying to help him, and then he kicked me.
No. Attleboro police say this man, 53-year-old Daniel Lafayette, knocked the little girl out of his way as she was just trying to help him.
I wanted to go home and don't come back.
Mom says Lafayette then cursed her daughter out.
And asked him, what was he doing? My daughter was trying to help. And he said that she wasn't trying to help, that she was just trying to steal his coins.
Dad, who was also at Chuck E. Cheese's, went to get the manager, who they say was aware of what happened. Dad says, in turn, the manager tipped off Lafayette about police being called.
I felt too scared to sleep by myself, and it made me get bad dreams at night. I thought he was going to get in my house in the dream.
Lafayette was released on a $500 cash bail, and he has been charged with assault and battery.
Let the goddamn chopper fly.
Oh, my God. Andy, you raising your hand?
I have a question.
Yes, what? What's your question?
Now, was this kick a punt? Or was it, you step on a dollar? I'm not talking to you.
All right? All I know is Daniel Lafayette.
I can't see nobody kicking no kid.
Listen, man, you kick my daughter in any way, shape, or form. I promise to Jehovah, Allah, Jesus, Oprah, and Beyonce, Daniel Lafayette would have kicked my daughter. I would have stabbed him in Chuck E. Cheese. I'd have stabbed him right by the whack-a-mole. All right? He was going to leak all over the flaming finger, bro. Ain't no devil damn way. And by golly, what really grinds my gears is the fact that the girl's father was in the restaurant and he ran to get the manager? My guy, what kind of father are you? I'm not going to knock you because I don't know why your first instinct was to get the manager, but you're looking real funny in the light. Because once again, a father's job is to protect and provide. If somebody kicks my daughter, the last thing I'm doing is running to get somebody else for help. Daniel Lafayette, I hate you. I don't even know you when I hate you. Eve.
Yeah, I got it. I know.
You're a kid kicker, and you deserved to get your wig pushed back right near the coin pusher in Chuck E. Cheese. You deserve to get blasted right next to the ticket blaster. We about to play skee ball with choppers, okay? You kick my daughter, it's going to be blood all over the jackpot extreme. You kick my daughter, I'm probably going to be on your ass forever. When you die, if you come back as a ghost, I hope you haunt Chuck E. Cheese so I can come there and play ghost hunter with your spirit. What I'm trying to say is, if you would have kicked my daughter, I would have kicked you in the kidney. Matter of fact, I would pull your kidney out via your anus and played super shot with it in Chuck E. Cheese. Okay? Please give Daniel Lafayette the biggest hee-haw, please.
I wouldn't even have to jump. My wife would have been all over his ass.
Man. Immediately.
My wife would have been all over. Then they would have called me. Then I'd have been all over his ass. But
listen,
my wife,
man. Listen, man. This guy, this Daniel Lafayette guy, and then the manager tipped him off. Why are you tipping the kid kicker off? He's a kid kicker. Come on, man.
All right.
Well,
that is just disgusting.
That was Donkey of the Day.
All right, Charlamagne, thank you for that Donkey of the Day. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, it's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky Friday.
And we're asking, have you ever texted somebody something completely, wrong?
That's not what we're asking. We're asking, have you ever completely texted somebody completely and utterly freaky, okay? You sent a freaky text to the wrong person.
Yes.
Now, tell them your story, Envy.
Last night, I was texting a fellow DJ, thank you for playing my new record featuring Fetty Wap. And he says, no problem. I got you. And that was it. And then 5 minutes later, I put my phone down and I was watching Game of Thrones. And then I looked at my phone and I had a couple of messages that I missed. And one of the messages said, under your ass cheek. Back of the neck where the shoulder meets.
Back of the neck where the shoulder meets.
And you do have a shoulder that meets your neck.
Dip you in my French fry sauce, then bite.
First of all, I need to know what type of sauce do French fries have. Is that
Isn't
ketchup?
Isn't that just ketchup? What's French fry sauce?
It could be Chick-fil-A sauce. Could be Polynesian sauce.
Maybe.
You know what
Some
I'm
people
saying?
Use mayonnaise, which I think is gross.
And Angela, you made a great observation. You do look like a steak fry.
I do not look like a damn steak fry.
You are the complexion of a steak fry,
I'm not
man.
A damn steak fry.
Because steak fries are like skinny fat. And then you got the same complexion as one. Like,
I'm not no damn
And then you know how the potato on top be a little darker?
Yeah. You look like a steak fry,
I
my
ain't
brother.
No damn steak fry. But then, like, 2 minutes later, he put, oh, not for you, pimp. Ha,
That's because you didn't respond
my
the right
bad.
Way.
Laugh out loud.
Who is this DJ?
I'm not telling you.
Why won't you tell me?
What city?
I am not telling
I need
you.
To know this guy so I never talk to him because that is so
I'm
lame.
I'm not telling you. I'm not
just
telling
his game,
you.
Right? It wasn't even the
Oh,
fact
that's
that,
just horrible.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
What's going on? This is Sebastian.
Now, you ever sent out a freaky text to the wrong person?
Yeah, to my daddy by accident.
What you told your daddy, sir? What you told your daddy?
Okay, well, long story short, I was messing with this dude down in D.C., and I was calling him daddy, but I didn't save him by his name, so I put daddy in my phone.
So you had, your biological daddy and your sugar daddy in the phone?
No, not sugar daddy.
Just daddy.
Your big daddy.
Your
big daddy. Lee Daniels.
What did you say to your big daddy?
Well, what I was trying to say to my big daddy that went to my biological daddy was something in the lines of, you know, hey, I need you to come over. I need to get some penis, and I need you to do it right, break it off. And so I didn't hear anything back for a minute. And then my dad texted me back, was like, I think you sent this to the wrong person, Paul. And I was like, hold on. And I looked at the numbers.
Oh,
and I was
boy.
Like, freak. I was like, well, freak.
Did your daddy know father, you was gay before that?
Yeah. Now, my family knows that
like,
I'm gay, so it wasn't a big deal. But the fact that his eldest child, that's 6'5", 269 pounds, then sent a message to him that he's reading was like, hey, I need you to say, and I explained it to him. And I was like, hey, you need to say this to somebody else because I don't want to get these text messages no more.
Damn.
Okay.
All right.
There
well, at least
it.
Your daddy already knew you was gay, because that'd be a hell of a way to come out the closet.
And, boo, you gotta you know save him as Zaddy, not Daddy.
Yeah, Zaddy.
Right. I call him Daddy, but now it's saved as Daddy, too. That's what it is.
Come on. Daddy,
now.
Too, is whack. He got to be Zaddy.
Yeah, put Daddy D.
Hold on. I paid his phone bill. Thank you. It's Daddy, too.
All right. Daddy,
I'll pay Daddy,
bill.
Too.
That, but, by the way, that is it's something to that, though, because, like, I don't like being called Daddy after you have kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want a girl calling me Daddy.
But right. No girl should be calling you daddy.
But you know what
sir.
I mean.
Except the kids.
Yeah.
Except the kids.
Yeah, when a girl calls you daddy when you got kids, you're just weird.
It's weird. It is.
Hello, who's this?
This is Melissa.
Hey, Melissa. How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing well.
Now, have you ever sent a freaky text to the wrong person?
Yes. So I am a supervisor at my job, and I am the stern type, and I sent a naked picture to my boss by mistake.
What?
I had to take 2 weeks vacation. I was so embarrassed.
Do you still work there?
No, actually, I found a new job.
Nope, you look terrible naked. That's what it was. Because if you look good naked, you'd still be working.
Now, after you sent it, what did he say and what did you say?
Well, actually, he wanted to date me.
Because he thought you liked him.
What?
No, I do not mess with my boss.
But he thought you did because you sent him a naked picture.
He still got the picture?
I'm sure he does.
I'm sure he still has the picture.
Where did you work at?
Actually, I was a supervisor for a... loan company.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, congratulations.
Hi, Charlamagne. I love your honest yet a-holeness. You just blunt sometimes, but I love it. People
well, send him a naked picture then.
Thank you,
send
baby.
Him a naked picture.
Yeah, send it to me by accident.
I don't want his wife to kill me. Have a great day, guys. I love you guys.
Gotta go.
If you send it to me by accident, she won't be mad.
Stop, shut up. 800-585-1051 is Friday, so you know what that means.
It's freaky Friday.
We're asking, have you ever sent a freaky text to somebody by accident? Call us up. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. It's Friday today, so you know what that means.
It's freaky.
Okay,
come on, guys.
Come on,
Andy,
what was that?
No, it wasn't me. It was this guy over here.
One,
it's Friday,
two,
so you know what that
one,
means.
One, two, two.
It's freaky Friday.
It the Freaky Freaky Friday question is, have you ever sent a freaky text to somebody by accident?
Tell them your story.
You just like hearing it. That's what
Envy told me this morning, and I just was like, you know, Envy, you really need to get a new association
in
your
circle. We were very confused.
Tell them the story, please.
So yesterday, a DJ was playing my record.
Who is the DJ?
I'm not saying
Why won't
DJ.
You tell me?
I'm not saying the DJ's name.
Why?
No. Because something might still could happen.
Shut up. So I told the DJ, you know, thank you for playing my record. I appreciate it. My new record with Fetty Wap. He said, no problem. All love. That was it. And about maybe, I would say, 5 minutes later, I put my phone down. I was watching Game of Thrones. And then all of a sudden, I see I have messages. I click the message, and then this is what I see.
What you see?
Under your ass cheek.
Under your ass cheeks.
Back of the neck where the shoulder meets.
Back of the neck where the shoulder meets.
Dip you in my French fry sauce, then bite.
That's the most interesting one to me.
Yeah.
Because Angela made a good observation. Angela Yee said, you look like a steak fry. And the more I look at you, I'm like, yo, you really do look like a steak fry. You're the same complexion as a steak fry. You're skinny fat like a steak fry.
Oh, boy.
You really look like a steak fry,
and
bro.
By the way, you must think he looks delicious.
Shut up. This is getting awkward. But then he said, not for you, Pip. Ha, 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 my bad.
Yeah, because you ain't reply fast enough.
My goodness.
He thought he was going to get him a smiley face emoji back. Emoji with the tongue out.
Are
you going to send him back an eggplant?
Now, what about you guys? Have you guys ever texted the wrong person, a freaky message to the wrong person?
I don't think I've ever sent I sent wrong text messages, but not nothing freaky. Because anytime I'm going to send something like that, I like triple check.
I double check, yeah. What about you, Charlamagne?
I sent one, but it wasn't nothing too crazy. I just was like, dealing with a young lady whose name started with her nickname. The nickname I have for her started with a P, and then like my mentor / sensei, his name starts with a P, and I said something like, I want to put my penis inside you, and send it to my sensei.
See your sensei?
Yeah, that's all.
And what did he say?
He
said, what are you doing right now?
No, he actually never even replied, which was even more scary. And I never brought it up.
Is he still your sensei?
That's my mentor to this day. Never said anything to him.
My goodness.
About it.
Well, hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Jay. What's going on, Envy? What's up, Yee? What's up, Charlamagne?
What's up, my brother?
Jay? Now, have you ever sent a freaky text to the wrong person?
Man, dude, this shit kind of crazy, man. One night on a drunk late night, I sent a text out. I was like, why don't you send me a picture of your poom poom so I could taste your fine ass? Man, my mom's called me the next day and was just like, why are you trying to your aunt?
Wow.
You're trying to do some nasty stuff to her. I was like, what? So I went back and I scrolled through the text and I was like, name too close, Tina and Trina. Bad situation.
It's funny that your mama just simply asked you, why are you trying to smash your aunt? Like, that's kind of normal. It's not like she wasn't even mad. It's like she asked you why, as if you would give her a good reason.
Man, they trying to have an intervention with me and everything, man. I was sitting there like, yo, it was the wrong text. I had to screenshot it.
They still don't believe
out.
You.
It was crazy.
How'd your aunt reply, though? Did your aunt ever reply?
Nah, she ain't ever reply. Her reply was calling my mom. She's like, do you see what your son is doing?
Wow.
All right, thank you, bro.
Why y'all guys just be asking to eat poom poom via text?
Hello, who's this?
That's a phone call, right?
Yo, this Dutch not on full, man. From Duval Canyon, man.
Duval! Now, have you ever sent a freaky text to the wrong person?
Yeah, man, let me tell you something, man. First of all, hold on. Let me say this first. Hey, DJ Heavy, man. Hmm? It's kind of weird that you be getting all this male attention, man.
Right.
First,
somebody
it was
an
old white man at the elevator.
That grabbed his ass, yeah.
That grabbed his ass, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But anyway. Yeah, man, I texted one female, man. I thought I'd text her. And, you know, I'll text her, and I'm like, yeah, man, I want to get down with you. You know, I want to do some things with you. But I actually texted this girl that I had friends on that ass. You know, it's a big girl, you know what I'm saying? I'm not into big girls and whatnot, but I kept her around because she had cool conversation.
That's nice.
I texted her, and she ended up popping up on my doorstep like, yeah, baby, what's up? I'm with that for real. So,
and then after you smashed her, what happened?
Yes, you did.
Man, I let her in, and she was on some. So what's up? You want to do? I'm like, yo, I want to actually show you the real person who I was trying to take. It really wasn't you. You know, you don't look nothing like this female, man. Come on, get your breaks together.
Mm-mm-mm. You ain't did that. You had sex with that girl.
Yo, but real quick,
unprotected.
Let me say this real quick, though. Angela, you are the most beautiful woman, and I would save your number under my phone as Poom Poom Palace. I swear to God I would.
My goodness.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Why would you just reduce her to her private parts?
Why wouldn't you save my name as Angela?
Yes.
Why wouldn't I want Angela. I don't save numbers in my phone unless you solidify a spot.
Oh, so you got a girl. Are you married?
Oh, no, no. I'm single. Uh-huh. I'm very, very well established and all that. Won't you come down to Florida and check me out, Andrew?
Oh, he's from Florida. You know all the craziest people come from Florida.
Oh, here we go.
Now she'll pass.
I feel sorry for women, man. The guy said you're the most beautiful woman in the world, and he would save your name under Poom Poom Palace. And then when asked why he would only reduce you to your private parts, he says he only saves women in their, under their real name if they're solidified. What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Yeah, we have a long way to go, guys.
Yeah, well, what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is DJ Envy does look on a lot of levels like a steak fry.
Shut up!
This is the greatest observation I've seen in a minute. He's skinny fat.
Oh, my God.
He's the same complexion as a well-cooked steak fry. He looks like a steak fry.
There's no steak fry emojis, right?
Yeah, no, I don't know, but you about
oh,
to
there probably are.
DJ no, Steak not. Fry. That's DJ Envy's steak new fry. Name. Everybody tweet Envy right now, at DJ Envy, and send him pictures of steak fries. Call him DJ Steak Fry. Please.
All right, we got rumors coming up, Eve.
Let's talk about Kanye. Find out who he is reuniting with doing a secret project.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. We got Angela Yee's rumor report coming up right now. And she's about to talk Kanye West.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it.
Club. So listen up. Well, Kanye's been kind of missing in action, working in complete privacy. And according to sources, he's been working in the studio with Kid Cudi. Now, let's not forget that Kid Cudi did check himself into rehab last fall for depression and suicidal urges. And Kanye West himself was also hospitalized for having a reported nervous breakdown. So right now, nobody knows exactly what it is that they're doing, but they're supposed to be getting ready to drop a surprise project on everybody that they are recording now.
I'm never going to not want to hear Kanye West's music, but I just want to know what Kanye West is talking about. Because, you know, Kanye was always that socially conscious guy, and it would reflect in his music, but he's veered away from that lately. I don't want to hear about, you know, his struggles as a Kardashian with everything else that's going on in the world
or
right
now. Or how the fashion world's not accepting
him. I don't care, my brother. You can keep that if that's what you're about to give us.
Stop texting me pictures of steak fries. Like the social media thing is cool, but I got friends that's picked the...
Envy,
texting me steak fry pictures.
Calm down.
It's not funny, no.
What if people just tuned
Envy,
in
gonna get
and don't have
calm
no
down.
Idea what you're talking about, right? We're in here talking about Kanye West, and here you go just being all Tourette syndrome, like yelling out about steak fries.
You're right.
Envy's upset because Angela Yee said he looks like a steak fry. I agree. He's skinny and fat like a steak fry, and he has the same complexion.
But the good thing is that everyone loves steak fries.
You are the complexion of a well-cooked steak fry, though.
Continue.
I will. All right, Jay-Z and Beyonce, they have reportedly closed that deal to buy that mansion in one of the most expensive areas of California, in Bel Air. Apparently, they put down $90 million for that mansion. Now, according to the LA Times, that mansion has bulletproof glass windows and doors. We talked about that before. They're saying it's the third most expensive mansion in LA, and it's the highest real estate transaction this year in LA
Let me tell you about that crib. That crib has a helicopter pad with a helicopter on top of it. The helicopter works, but you can't use it because you can't fly in that space. So it's just there for show.
The helicopter's a prop?
A real helicopter's a prop. And then also the cars, it has
so like part of the design.
$20 million worth of cars that comes with the home.
What?
There's $20 million worth of cars that come with the home.
How you know this?
I seen it. I look at these type of things. I'm in the real estate.
No, he looked.
That house was just on a regular market? Like, it wasn't no secret place? That don't sound like a house you could just open up a classified ad and it's just sitting there.
I got connections. I look at things like this. I'm into that. If I win a lot, I need to know where I'm going to live.
Wow.
All right. Well, you better play because it's worth a lot of money now.
Exactly.
All right. Laura Govan is going to be on an upcoming episode of Million Dollar Matchmaker with Patty. And tell me if this is attractive to you on a first date, just to be this comfortable.
I set up a love lesson for Laura to see how she behaves on a date. I knew she had a potty mouth, but as soon as I threw in a distraction, she started immediately burping and talking about farting. It was disgusting.
You okay?
I'm good. I just like to stuff it.
What the hell's going on here? You got napkins up your nose?
When was the last time you f***ed off?
You're talking about off classy.
This envelope came out and you got defensive, so you stiffened up. That's a nervous sound.
No, that is not true. No. I like to dig in my nose. I like to fart. I like to burp.
It's just me being
nasty
me.
Ass. I mean,
Laura,
I ain't got no problem with all that, but I don't know you like that, ma. Like, why are you acting like that at the table? If you don't like me, just say you don't like me. I'll leave. You don't got to act like that.
She must not want to go out with this guy.
Exactly. Again. That's what it is. Like, but just be an adult and tell me you don't want to be on a date with me. Don't be just being nasty for no reason.
After 3 years, I'm still not digging up my nose.
All farting. And who farts in their clothes?
Me. Everyone.
I don't fart in my clothes.
What if it slips out by accident? You
Never.
Know, people always have accidents.
You always
farts.
Have a little slip
I got control
fart.
Over my butt.
Like you laugh and fart sometimes.
I got plenty of control over
what about
my butt.
You
got
no control over your butt. Fart in your sleep.
Nope.
Have you ever seen a steak fry fart?
My goodness, I hate y'all.
All right, and Tiffany
you just snorted
Haddish.
Over there.
Her special is coming on Showtime tonight.
Yes.
She ready from the hood to Hollywood. Here's a little preview for you.
Now I'm a stand-up comedian. You know, I started out as a model. I was a model, y'all, at the Slauson Swap Meet. I've been modeling there for 15 years. I've been modeling there, that booth L7. Like, what? I got all the best ratchet poses. There's a lot of us in here that took pictures here. Thought you was cute as shit, bitch. I'm finna put this in my binder, bitch.
Drop on the clues bonds for Tiffany Haddish, man. She makes my energy go up. One of the best spirits on the planet. Can't wait to watch her special tonight. 9 p.m.
I'm gonna be in Charlotte. I hope that they have cable. They have Showtime in the room.
Or record it. That's what I'm gonna do too.
I like
I'm
not to watch
gonna
be, it when it happens.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be home tonight either. So I'm gonna record
it.
But
I watch it on demand if not. But try to watch it if you're in the house tonight.
I'm gonna check it out this weekend.
And she got that new role in Kevin Hart's movie Night School.
Yes, she does.
Which is a great look for Kev because I saw a lot of people hitting Kev up on social media saying you need to get Tiffany Haddish in a movie. You need to do a movie with Tiffany Haddish. And they made that happen. Absolutely. That's a great look for Kev.
And Girls Trip just made over $100 million.
Wow.
And they say don't ride somebody else's wave, but every now and then ain't nothing wrong with grabbing a surfboard. All right?
Surfboard.
Kev saw that wave going. He surfs up. Why not?
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, shout to Revolt. We'll see you guys next week, on Monday, I should say. Everybody else, the People's Choice mixes up next. Let me know what you want to hear at DJ Envy. Get your request in right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.